Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, the word redeemed means to buy back through the payment of a price. When you redeem something, that means you give something in exchange for something else. So what happened? Jesus gave his life in exchange for ours. He redeemed us. He gave himself so that he could purchase us. And the Bible says that we've been purchased with the blood of Jesus. You don't belong to this world. You don't belong to the devil. You don't belong to this world. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. You belong to the Holy Ghost. And you got to know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say, Christ have redeemed me from the curse of the law. Now, Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, through their union with Christ, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Listen to what the Amplified Bible says. The Amplified Bible says, Christ purchased our freedom. So I'm free. If he purchased my freedom, I'm a free man. You're a free person. Look at somebody and say, yeah, look, you're looking at a free person now. Say, I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to sickness and disease. I'm not a slave to broken homes. I'm not a slave to poverty. I'm not a slave to anything in that dark kingdom. I've been set free by Jesus Christ. And he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us, for it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, let me admit, that promise real to me. I got the Holy Ghost. I'm acquainted with him. He renewed me, regenerated my spirit. He washed me with the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus baptized me with the Holy Ghost. The realization of the Holy Ghost is real. He not a it. He ain't a thing to me. He's a person. He's God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Thank God for it. Now, the Bible said that Jesus took this curse, our doom and our condemnation, so that the blessing God promised Abraham that you would receive, that it would be upon you. Now, if Jesus did all that, let me ask you something. Is that blessing on you or not?
Yes.
And the blessing's on you, ain't it?
Yes.
So you need to agree with it.
Amen.
You need to start declaring it.
Amen.
You let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Say what? Say everything that Bible says is yours.
Amen.
Say I'm redeemed.
Amen.
Say I'm free.
Amen.
Say I'm healed. Say I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say I'm overcoming. Say I'm a child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
You say, well, Pastor, how long am I redeemed? The scripture said, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 through 14, says we have an everlasting redemption, a permanent release from captivity. So this ain't got no expiration on it. Your redemption, you know how you get a coupon? Man, I got one from Subway the other day. Buy one sandwich, get one free. But it had a little clause on it. Good between July this date and July that date, which means if you bring it in during those dates, they will honor it. Okay? If you bring it in a day late, they'll say, that ain't no good. We can't redeem that for you. But your redemption don't have no expiration date. The devil been looking for an expiration date, but he can't find one.
Come on.
Listen, what's the expiration date on your redemption? Forever? How long is Greg redeemed? How long are you redeemed? See, you need to rest in that. See, you just let that settle down in you. Man, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed forever. See, I just let that rest. I ain't going to struggle with it. I ain't going to struggle with trying to understand it. I'm just going to receive it. Lord, thank you. I'm redeemed forever. I have a permanent release from captivity. So that make me want to serve Jesus more. See? See, when you start seeing how good God is to us, then you don't want sin no more.
Come on.
You don't want to do wrong no more. You just want to please him and honor him because this goodness is overwhelming you. Got forever stamped on me. I'm forever his. Devil, don't you know? You got but a short time. But I got forever. You're redeemed forever. An everlasting release from fear of death. Amen. That's Hebrews 9, 12 through 14. Amen. Says that neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained, see, Jesus went and got something for us, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's for you and me. My redemption is eternal in the heavens. Now, you need to stand and hold that spot right there. Take a snapshot and look at it and say, redeemed forever. Redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Satan no longer have no control over my life because my life is now in the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just need to listen and I need to obey so that he maintains control. I don't mind him controlling my life because he don't have nothing but good for me. So I want him to be in full control. You know, I don't want to be the pilot because I might run into a storm. I want him to be the pilot because he's going to take me through the storm. He did take me through it, around it, over it, or under it, but we're going somewhere, and we're going to reach our destination safe. Amen? Amen. Them boys, he said, get in a boat, and they run into all kind of trouble. We ain't contrary to them. That's the devil. Kicked up all that trouble. And Jesus don't have a boat, so he say, look, let me just go out there and catch up with them. And he went out there walking on the water. You know, what had them all upset in the boat, them waves in the wind and all that coming into the boat, thinking they finna drown. All the stuff that was a problem for them, Jesus came walking on their problem. See, it wasn't a problem to him. It's a problem to them. They think they're about to die. And whatever was a problem to them, he came walking on top of it. Amen. You were redeemed with precious blood. Precious blood. The Amplified, 1 Peter 1:18 and 20, I'm almost finished, said, you must know. He said, you must know and recognize that you were redeemed, ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers, not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but you were purchased with the precious blood of Christ the Messiah, like that of a sacrificial lamb without blemish or spot. It is true that he was chosen and foreordained, destined and foreknown for it before the foundation of the world, but he was brought out to public view, made manifest in these last days at the end of times for the sake of you. I was redeemed with precious blood.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how I was purchased. Precious blood. So I want to encourage you, plead the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus over your family. Amen. But you got to plead the blood. You say, how you plead the blood? You say, Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you that I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. I say with my mouth, from my heart, that I am redeemed. I have an everlasting, a permanent deliverance from sin and ungodliness. I've been redeemed from the hands of the enemy. So, Lord, I thank you that the blood is applied over my life, over my soul, my body, my spirit, over my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my extended family. I plead the blood of Jesus over everything you bless me with, my vehicles, and everything in my household, everything that's come into my possession. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for these blessings, and I plead the blood of Jesus over it. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. You protect us from evil. I thank you that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. Then you get over there in Psalm 91, and you claim the promises of those blessings. Amen. Because let me tell you something. When we talk about the blessings of goodness, I'm going to tell you the blood of Jesus is a big one. That's a part of the blessing that you have as a child of God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that we should have faith in the blood of Jesus. I have faith in the blood of Jesus. That when I put a bloodline out, when I plead the blood, that there's a destroyer that might come. But I tell you what, he can't penetrate that bloodline. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We just give you the glory. We're redeemed tonight. Thank you for the blessing of the blood of Jesus that you have shed for our redemption. We acknowledge it tonight, and we will not accept no. We take it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The answer is yes. We thank you. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out. Thank you that we're the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Above and not beneath. Blessings come on us and overtake us. That we're overrun with blessing. Hallelujah. And you've been forgiven because of the blood. You've been made righteous because of the blood. You've been cleansed from your sin because of the blood. You've been sanctified by the blood. You've been justified by the blood. Hallelujah. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received the Word of God.